Hello, and welcome to the Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, James Wyatt. In today's episode, we will be exploring how people are using wellness strategies to manage the stressors associated with the global pandemic. All right, so as I noted, the backdrop for today's episode will be a broad exploration of how people who are close to me are applying wellness strategies to help manage the stress associated with the global pandemic. Because I think that's one thing we all can attest to currently, is that in a time of great uncertainty, that when we can fall back on wellness and physical activity and related pursuits, it can definitely help us buffer that stress. So with that being said, my first guest will be my lovely wife, Mrs. Christy Wyant, who herself is a physical education and health education teacher, and she's going to share some of her strategies that she is using to currently navigate the current situation. Okay, so as I previously mentioned, our first guest today, I'm thrilled to welcome my wife, Christy, who I consider to be an authority on this topic. She models a lot of these wellness strategies. So, Christy, if I may ask you, what are you doing to navigate the stress that we all are feeling right now in the midst of this global pandemic?
I would say the strategy that's helped me the most while in quarantine is to make a conscious effort to check in on my mental health and the mental health of those around me. So I ask myself how I'm feeling, and I also communicate about feelings and thoughts with the others that I'm around, so like my husband or my other family members. This has allowed me to identify any issues that may occur before they become bigger issues.
And why do you think that mental health is important right now?
Well, I would say that it isn't uncommon to feel a little anxious during these times because we all feel like this pandemic is out of our control. So I've been trying to find the things that I can control to ease my anxiety. So things like having a daily schedule, or organizing my house. If I'm able to successfully complete all these tasks that I have planned in a day, I feel like I've accomplished something. And then that makes me feel more at ease.
Okay, thank you very much. It is my great privilege to welcome my final guest for today, and that would be my mom, Alana, and my two sisters, Jamie and Jody. And amongst them, they have an eclectic mix related to, in terms of their professional experiences. My mom is a recently retired nurse. My sister Jody also is a healthcare professional. And then my sister Jamie has a background as an elementary school teacher. So between the three of them, they've always been people I've leaned into for advice and wisdom related to health and wellness and related issues. So I'm very much looking forward to capturing their perspective on how they are managing the stress associated with the pandemic. All right, so then without further ado, again, it is my great honor to welcome aboard my mom and sister. So again, the question being, how are you applying wellness strategies to your life to help manage the stress of the pandemic?
Trying to focus on, like, I try to still get up in the morning and get through a routine, get ready, get dressed, and that way I'm not tempted to just sit around in my pajamas all day. And then I like to get outside. I live close to a park and other nice places to walk, and I try to get out and walk a couple times a day. I walk my dog, and with social distancing in mind, I meet my daughter and sometimes my grandchildren, and we walk and really enjoy that, and it helps keep me sane through all this craziness that's going on.
Okay, thank you. And Jamie?
I agree with what she said about keeping the routine. I try to do the same thing. I try to make sure that I go to bed and get up at the same time each day and keep a routine just as if I was getting my kids ready for school and heading out for the day. We try to do that even though we're just staying home. And I also try to incorporate daily exercise, whether that's just doing some exercise in my basement, in yoga or weightlifting, or getting outside to get fresh air with the walk together with my mom.
Okay. And again, I'd like to thank both of you for taking some time out to join the Wellness Podcast. To round things out here, one thing I should mention, my sister Jody was unable to join the call due to a time conflict, but she still was able to offer some of her insight. And a couple of the points that she mentioned is that within her schedule, again, trying to establish a routine, taking breaks, trying to eat well, so healthy eating, going on walks during the day, and then trying to get at least 8 hours of sleep a day. So those are some of the basic strategies that my other sister is using to help mitigate the stress associated with this time. And then I think a good way to finish out this podcast would be some of my perspective and insight. And as all of my guests have reiterated, I think one of the leading goals for me during this time has really been twofold. I think first and foremost, I've been trying to lean into my family, staying in contact, communicating with my family. And I think more so than ever, what this time has stressed to me is that importance of family and friends. And then more specific to wellness strategies, one thing that I'm trying to do along with my wife and children is get outside and be active. We've been fortunate to have some nice weather days, and in any opportunity we get, we're trying to get outside, be active. And that has been a really useful strategy for myself to try to manage the stress and an overall uncertainty of this time. So with some of those tips specific to wellness, I hope you have been able to draw something from this. And I encourage all of you to really use this time for some self-investment, try to better yourself, try to stay balanced, and by doing that, I think if we all can focus on ourselves, in the long run, it'll help everyone out around us. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and that will conclude our episode. So I do appreciate you listening to us today, and until next time, stay well.